Now, the rest of the story. You've always thought of her as a humanitarian, a friend to the friendless, a noble woman whose boundless love washed over the globe. Why then would anyone in the world want to shoot Eleanor Roosevelt? Well, you're about to learn the rest of the story. Eleanor Roosevelt was born more than a century ago, 1884. Child of a prominent New York family, both parents died when she was very young. She was reared by a grandmother who sent her to England for her education. Eleanor's wedding was remarkable in a way which no one could have known in 1905. She married a distant cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and she was given away by an uncle who was then President Theodore Roosevelt. Eleanor was a New York City attorney's wife for 5 years, a New York State senator's wife for 3 years. In 1913, FDR was appointed Assistant United States Navy Secretary, and the Roosevelts moved to Washington. Eleanor was shy in those days, stayed in the background. If you'd met her, you could never have imagined anyone wanting to do her harm. And yet in a few years more, someone would plan to shoot her. By the time her husband was elected governor of New York in 1928, Eleanor had become increasingly interested in social causes, politics, public affairs. The future First Lady was about to embark on a life of diplomacy and celebrity, often seasoned with controversy. Did she fear the possibility of being assassinated? Not really, she said. And yet it's also been said that she sometimes carried a handgun in the glove compartment of her car. Eleanor Roosevelt, as First Lady and thereafter, was very much in the public eye, a syndicated newspaper columnist and author of numerous substantive books, such as one entitled The Moral Basis of Democracy. She also headed the UN Commission on Human Rights, traveled widely to promote what it stood for. So frequently was Eleanor Roosevelt referred to as the world's most admired woman. And yet in 1938, someone was stalking her, waiting for the right time to shoot her. The cunning individual of whom we speak had aspired some years before to join the FBI. Might bitterness over the Bureau's rejection have inspired the plot against the First Lady? That's only conjecture. Fact remains that this person was armed when the first opportunity to open fire presented itself. And that was earlier in the year when Eleanor was visiting the West Coast. The next opportunity was months later. Eleanor was now back at Hyde Park, New York, literally in her own backyard, virtually surrounded by Secret Service. And yet the First Lady's guards could not defend her. They would all be taken by surprise, for the person who was stalking Eleanor Roosevelt was not a sniper watching his prey through a telescopic sight, was not at all far away. In fact, the sniper was a guest of the First Lady, an invited guest, bearing a concealed weapon. Eleanor was cooking hamburgers on the outside grill. She was bending over the grill, her back was turned, when this guest in the Roosevelt backyard quickly produced the weapon and fired. Eleanor Roosevelt had been shot. But the world would not know until years later, when her assailant came forward and confessed. For the person who had waited patiently to shoot the First Lady of the land in her rather prominent posterior with a slingshot and succeeded was the secret tomboy who you'd always envisioned as Sugar and Spice, America's sweetheart, 10-year-old Shirley Temple. And now you know the rest of the story.